Okay, 192 at the bottom, 104 on top. We are five lines in the top. Okay, now the Rebbe so far is explaining, it's not such an easy parak. Now the Rebbe is explaining so far that the world of Bria is a world of intellect, and therefore those neshamas that serve Hashem with intellect, meaning the intellect stimulates the feelings, those neshamas end up in the world of Bria, okay, which is called the higher level of Gan Eden. Those neshamas that serve Hashem instinctively, you know, that with the natural love that a Jew has, you know, because this is what they are Jewish and this is what their habit is, they are in the world of Yetzira, which is the emotional world, just like the angels. Right? Like we learned, in Atzilus is Chochma, in Bria is Bina, in Yetzira is Midas, Devav, the six Midas, and in Asiya is Malchus. So therefore, Bria is a world of intellect. Therefore, a person that serves Hashem with their intellect motivating their feelings, their neshamas, after 120 years, they go up to the world of Bria. Those neshamas that serve Hashem only with natural, instinctive midas, not stimulated midas, they're just like the angels, and the angels are in the world of Yetzira. Okay, that's what we learned. But what we learned last week at the end was, the Alter Rebbe says, though, that you're still greater than the Malachim. Even a Jew that just serves Hashem out of habit, out of nature, nothing stimulated, that person is still greater than the angels. Why? Because the angels don't have free choice. Okay? Granted, you're serving Hashem naturally, instinctively, but it's, bottom line, you still have free choice to do it or not to do it. The angels don't have that free choice. Angels are programmed to do, they do it. They do it naturally, instinctively, habit, but this is what they're programmed to do. So you're in the same world of Yetzirah like them, but you're on a higher level of Yetzirah because the Malachim don't have free choice and we have free choice. Then we started learning last week, we're going to start again, but last week we started learning like this. The worlds, okay, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, worlds have everything in it. Remember we said, we gave a mashal. There's a room, there's tables, and there's chairs, and everything. That's the world. Then you have the light of the room. The sunshine shining into the room. That is the 10 spheres of each world. In other words, Alter Rebbe says like this. When you say the neshamas are in the world of Bria, or Yetzirah, they're in the chambers of the world. They're in the physical, so to speak, it's not physical, spiritual. Like, to give the analogy, they're in the room. The 10 spheres are not the world. The 10 spheres is the godliness that shines into the room. So when you speak about the world of Bria, or Yetzirah, or Atzilus, so any world that you speak about, there's two aspects of the world. There's the makeup of the world, which is called the Hecholos, the chambers. And then you have the 10 attributes, Sfira, which the word Sfira means to shine. You have the level of godliness shining in the room. And last week we elaborated a little bit that what's the difference between the godliness shining in Atzilus versus Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. It's like the mashal, the curtain is open more, you get a greater revelation. Bria gets a greater revelation of godliness. Yetzirah gets a lesser revelation of godliness. But besides that, there's the actual chambers of the world. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. Let me say it orally first, and then we'll see it inside. The Alter Rebbe explains, when you speak about a neshama in Gan Eden, okay? Neshama is in Gan Eden, and the higher Gan Eden is the world of Bria. The lower Gan Eden, we learned, is the world of Yetzirah, okay? When a neshama is sitting in Gan Eden, in Bria, the neshama is sitting in the world of Bria. that neshama sitting in the world of Bria, as Chazal say, enjoy and bask in the rays of godliness. The rays of godliness that the neshama in Gan Eden is getting, that's the 10 spheres, which is based on how much Torah and mitzvahs they did in this world. Based on how many mitzvahs you did in this world, that's how much godliness is going to shine into your chamber in the world to come. If you're in the world of Bria, X amount, in the world of Yetzirah, X amount. And when you're talking about godliness, the godliness of each world is all interconnected. It's only more godliness, lesser godliness, but it's all godliness. So he's going to explain that the neshamas are sitting in the worlds, they get the revelation of godliness based on the amount of Torah mitzvahs they did in this world, and that's what they're basking in. That's the ray that they're getting in Gan Eden. So when you say, tzaddikim sit in Gan Eden, and they're basking in godliness, there's two things. They're sitting in Gan Eden, that's the world of Bria, and in that world of Bria, the ray of the Shekhinah is shining, that's the 10 spheres. The 10 attributes of Hashem that's revealing itself in that world. Okay, let's see it inside. He says much more than this stuff. He says like this. Vina calls there five lines in the top of the page. Calls there this that we're saying that the Nisham is in Bria or Yitzir or whatever world they're in. That's speaking about Madar HaNishamis Ummakim Amidasan. That's the dwelling place of the Nishamis and where the Nishamis exist. Ach Teirasan Vavidasan. But the Torah mitzvahs they did down here, nichleles mamish beyud sfiris, they are one with the 10 attributes of Hashem, she'ein bechinas alukus, because which are the levels of godliness, ve'er ein sof misyachid behem, betachlis abriyichud, and godliness becomes united with the Torah mitzvahs that you did. Meaning like this, you can have 1,000 people in Gan Eden. Yeah? Each one is getting a different level of godliness. They're all sitting in the world of Bria. They're all sitting in Gan Eden. But based on the Torah mitzvahs they did in this world, which is one with Hashem, that's how much godliness they're going to get in that world. So people are going to have more, some people are going to have, they're all in Bria. But you're going to have more godliness and less godliness. What is that dependent on? The more Torah mitzvahs you did in this world, that's how much becomes united with the godliness that's shining into the world. So the more you did, the more you're going to get. The greater revelation, the more pleasure, the more sunlight, so to speak, you're going to be getting. It's not going to be cloudy. Some people are going to have it cloudy, some people are going to have it straight. But that's all based on what we do now. V'hainu b'yutzviras d'briya, meaning, what the Torah mitzvahs you did becomes one with the 10 spheres of Bria, aidei dechilu urechimu sichvim, by intellectual, like we said before, stimulated fear and love, ubi yitzviras, the yitzira, and the 10 spheres of yitzira, through dechilu urechimu tivim, through the natural way of serving Hashem, like the angels that you end up in the world of yitzira, but ubeseicham, in them, mlubeshes yitzviras datzilus. Because in godliness, like we said before, the 10 levels of godliness of Atzilis come into the 10 levels of godliness in Bria, which comes into Yetzirah. So when you unite with godliness, you're really getting all the levels of godliness from the highest level all the way down. And that's what you get because of what you did. And he says, V'yotzvirus d'Atzilis, and Bria gets from Atzilis. And the 10 levels of Atzilis, Miuchedes betachlis is united completely, b'matzilim ein sof baruch hu, with the essence of Hashem. So based on the level of Torah mitzvahs that you do, you create a revelation of godliness that's connected to the higher worlds and to the highest levels, and that's what you're going to be getting based in Gan Eden when you're sitting there basking in godliness. And he explains it. Masha'enkin and neshamis, the neshamis, on the other hand, Ein nichlas velukus di yitzvidus. The neshama in Gan Eden is not one with Hashem. It's just sitting in Gan Eden. The Torah mitzvahs we do here, that's the godliness that's created for Gan Eden. I'll explain this in a second. Alei aimdes beicholus umedurin de briyo yitzira. They are only sitting or standing in the chambers of briyo yitzira. The ne'anim yiziv ha-shechina, and they enjoy the shechina, which is Ein Sof Baruch Hu HaMiyuchad, which is the revelation of godliness, which is in the world of Briya Yetzira, which is the ray of the Torah and Mitzvahs that they did. Meaning, like he says, if you just analyze it simply, the Gemara says, Tzadikim sitting on Eden, okay, they're sitting there, and they're basking in godliness. What godliness are they getting? It's not them, they're just sitting there. We're standing there. They're getting the godliness that they created by doing the mitzvahs down here. That's the amount of godliness they create. But the neshama itself doesn't have that level of Gan Eden. And he says, Ki schar mitzvah, because the reward of the mitzvah is mitzvah atzma. It says in Pirkei Avos, the expression like this, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So without chassidus, if you look at the commentaries of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, one mitzvah causes another mitzvah. So what's the reward of a mitzvah? That you're going to do another mitzvah. And then you're going to do another mitzvah, so you can have a lot of mitzvahs. That's the simple meaning of the Mishnah. Comes along chassidus and says, no, that's not what, it means that also. But that's not what it really means. The reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. What does that mean? Mitzvah means binding. The Zohar says the word mitzvah comes from the word tzavsa v'chibur, binding and connection, connecting. And let me explain this concept. We learned it a while ago, but to explain it simply, in a way that it could be understood. In the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, there's a paradox. The Mishnah contradicts itself from one statement to the next. It says, 1 second of tshuva, ma'is, and tevim in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. Then it says, 1 second of bliss in Olam Haba is better than this whole world. So which one is it? 1 second of Torah mitzvahs in this tshuva, ma'is, and tevim in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. And 1 second of bliss in Olam Haba is better than this world. So which one is greater? Okay, so the Mefarshim and the Mishnah talk it the way they talk it. But Chassidus explains, it's a whole different story over here. When a Jew does a mitzvah, you ben Shabbos licht, you put on tefillin, you give tzedakah, any mitzvah you do, we are bound to the essence of Hashem. Okay, we are bound not to the revelation of God, not to the spheres of God. When a Jew does a mitzvah, we are bound to the essence of Hashem. The problem is, we don't feel it now. Now we don't feel it. What is Gan Eden? Gan Eden, they don't have the essence of godliness. What does the Gemara and the Mishnah say? Nehenin miziv hashchina. They enjoy the ray of the Shechina. Gan Eden is not the essence of Hashem. It's Briya Yetzirah, it's a revelation of whatever it may be. It's only the ray of Hashem. What's the advantage of Gan Eden? And the Gemara says that motiv de ladaina, it's worth, this is what the Gemara says about Acher, it's worth going through all the torture of hell, of Gehenim, in order to come to Gan Eden. What's the bliss of Gan Eden? The bliss of Gan Eden is very simple. The ray they enjoy, but it's only a ray. Because if the essence of Hashem, not the ray, if the sun itself would come down to earth, the earth would explode because it's too great. So how do we get sunlight? And that's why Chassidus uses the mashal out of the sun. How do we get sunlight? The sun is 93 million miles away. We get the ray of the sun. Because it's only a ray, it's not as hot as the sun itself. So because it's a ray, we can enjoy the sunlight. If the sun itself would be here, we would explode. For a neshama in Gan Eden, it can only tolerate a ray of the Shekhinah. What's so good about that? They can get it. They can enjoy it. Why do they enjoy it? There's no body. There's no Yetzer Hara. There's no physical limitations. It's spiritual. Spiritual. Enjoy spiritual. But what are you enjoying? It's only a ray. Therefore, Chassidus explains like this. Now, when we do a mitzvah, we're really binding ourselves to the essence of Hashem. Not to the rays of Hashem. Meanwhile, in our bodies, we don't feel anything. Okay? Where after 120 years, we go upstairs and the neshama is in Gan Eden. What is the neshama getting? A ray of the Torah and mitzvahs we did. When are we going to get the essence? Mashiach Tchias HaMeisim. Especially with Tchias HaMeisim. After the resurrection, when godliness essence will be revealed in the world, that's where we're going to see what we really accomplish by doing mitzvahs. What?
Is the point so that we have free will? Is that why we don't feel it here?
Correct.
Because if we would, then we would be a choice.
Yeah, if we would feel it, we said many times in Baditchever, who always found the merits on the Jews, said to Hashem, he used to argue with Hashem a lot, for the benefit of the Jews. He said to Hashem, you know, you're not fair. All the rewards of paradise and Gan Eden and all that, you put in the books. The pleasures of the world, you put in front of our eyes. He said, it's not fair. If you would put Gan Eden in front of our eyes and the pleasures in the books, we would be infinitely better. Why didn't Hashem do that? Because if we would feel immediate gratification of what we're doing, it wouldn't be worth anything. But just because we don't feel it, doesn't mean it's not there. I once said Rabbi Twersky spoke, and he brought down a personal experience, but he brought out a very interesting point with it. He said he used to get direct deposit from his business, from the business, would deposit straight the check into his account. So he didn't give much. They went straight into his account. One time, he didn't realize that, and he realized he was short in the bank, and he wrote checks, and he said, I was going crazy. I thought I'm going to be bouncing checks all over the place and, you know, whatever. And then later, he realized, or he was informed, no, there was plenty of money in the account. Because the deposit went straight in. He brought out as a mashal, you know, we don't always know what we're accomplishing. But just because I didn't think there was money in the bank and because of that I was going crazy, doesn't mean there was no money in the bank. In this world, when a Jew does a mitzvah, okay, schar mitzvah means the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah, the binding. In this world now, we don't feel it at all. In Gan Eden, they feel it, but what can they feel already? They can't feel the essence of Hashem, because then they would explode, so to speak, spiritually. So what are they getting? They're only getting a ray of the Shekhinah. And by the way, that's why Chassidus brings down the expression that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu, are waiting over 3,000 years in Gan Eden. Can you imagine what level they are in Gan Eden? Every day they keep going higher and higher and higher in Gan Eden, yeah? And they're waiting for Mashiach to come to Tchias HaMeisim. You know, like, what's wrong with what they have now? Because even the highest level of Gan Eden, they're only getting a ray. The essence is only going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. Meshe Rabbeinu. He says the expression in the Maimer is, the Avos and Meshe Rabbeinu are waiting 3,000 years for Mashiach to come to be able, what are they waiting for? They're in Gan Eden, what do they care? Because what they're going to get when Mashiach comes is no comparison on a higher level to what they're getting now. So he says, what Kedusha the Neshama is getting, not their own Kedusha. In Gan Eden, they're just sitting in the world, and the Kedusha, the godliness that they're getting, is from the offshoot of the Torah mitzvahs they did in this world. In fact, in Tanya before, the Alter Rebbe gave the analogy that, you know, people need food and clothing, right? So the house is Gan Eden, that they have. What's the food in Gan Eden? What's the clothing in Gan Eden? So the Rebbe said before, the end of Paragimel, that the food is the Torah that we learned in this world. That becomes the food of the Neshama in Gan Eden. And the mitzvahs are like clothing, the encompassing level, that becomes the garments of the Neshama in Gan Eden. But they're only getting a ray, they're not getting the essence. The essence is only when a Jew does a mitzvah. And that's why the Mishnah says that 1 second of tshuva, ma'asim tovim in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba, because the entire Olam Haba, as great as it is and as long as it is only a ray of the Shekhinah. And here we have the essence. And that's why, as we explained in the past, the Mishnah has another paradox, which also the commentaries don't get it. I mean, they have a difficulty. The Mishnah says, Bakar chachat achai and bakar chachat ames. Right? You live against your will and you die against your will. That's contradictory. If you're living against your will, then you don't die against your will. If you're dying against your will, why are you living against your will? Right? So what's the answer Chassidus explains? Chassidus explains that when Neshama is in Gan Eden, it's basking in godly. Granted, it's a rape, but it's enjoying it up there. Now the Neshama is told, okay, party's over, you're going down. Neshama says, why? Here it's good, I'm basking in godliness. I enjoy godliness. You're sending me to a place which is dark and cold and dreary and lonely and who knows what, in jail. I don't want to go. Hashem says, I'm not asking you. You got to go. So we're born against their will. Neshama comes into the body, starts doing Torah mitzvahs. The Neshama sees now, because the Neshama still feels it, the Neshama feels now what it really could accomplish. That it gets to, it's connected to the essence of Hashem. So finally Hashem says, okay, Neshama, time to go back to Gan Eden. The Neshama says, what are you talking about? I don't want to leave here. In Gan Eden I can't accomplish anything. Here, look what I can accomplish. I'm connected to the essence of Hashem. And that's what the Rebbe Rashab has an expression, called a mitzvahs misyachsim elo atzmus. All mitzvahs are identified and connected to the essence of Hashem. And that's what it means, schar mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. And that's what we accomplish when a Jew does any mitzvah. And therefore, it's remarkable because if a person, it's easier said than done, obviously, but if a person realizes what we accomplish when we do a mitzvah, you know, it's so much easier to do a mitzvah. Because the accomplishment is infinitely greater than making more money or more of this or more of that. Here you're connecting, the person's connecting themselves to the essence of Hashem. Okay, then he says like this, the Eilam Atzilis, this is the world of Bria and Yitzir, that's Gan Eden. Eilam Atzilis, Shulamayla me'aseichu v'asogu v'avonu, l'seichu nivra, Atzilis, like we said before, is the world of Chochma. Chochma is higher than understanding. Okay? In other words, the world of Bria, the Alter Rebbe said before, who gets the world of Bria? Those neshamas that served Hashem intellectually. Okay? But there are certain neshamas of Atzilus that don't serve God intellectually only. He serves Hashem with a higher level. And he says, Ki chachmasai ubinasi v'daita shalein tzav baruch hu, because the chachma bina das of Hashem, miuchedesh shambay, is one with Hashem in the world of Atzilus, but tachlis ha-yichud, with the ultimate unity, v'yichud otzum v'nifla, with a tremendous, strong bond, v'yasa says v'yasa elz le'en ketz, me'ba'ilim ha-bria, infinitely greater than bria. Meaning like this, bria, as great as it is still a world that's called yesh mi'ayin, something from nothing. Atzilus is complete subservience, oneness with Hashem, in a way that only God exists. The world of Bria is a world which is batal to Hashem, but it's a world. Atzilus is a world, there is nothing that's bottle, it's only Hashem. And he says, those neshamas are in the world of Atzilus, not even in Bria. Those neshamas are even really like higher than Gan Eden. Because those neshamas end up in a world which is not a world which gets godliness, it is a world which is godliness. And that's a unique level. How do these people reach it? They serve Hashem not with intellect. They don't stimulate emotions. They serve Hashem with complete bittul to Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. This is what I want. We learned in other times, in different classes, in this class also, there's two types of slaves. There's what's called Eved Pashut, or Eved, and the second one is Eved Neman. Eved Pashut means he, like a boss and a worker, okay? Or a slave and a master. The boss says to the worker, do this. The worker doesn't want to do it. He'd rather not do it. But he knows no job, so he does. He's bottled to the boss. The servant, the master tells him to do something. The slave doesn't want to do it, but he understands, I must do it, because if not, I'm going to get punished. Okay? That is called, in Hasidic language, Bittul Hayesh. Bittul Hayesh means, I have my own will, I have my own understanding, but I submit myself to you. That is the world of Bria. The world of Bria is, it's a Yesh, it is the world, I have my own things, but I submit to Hashem. There's a second level of an Eved that's called Eved Neman, like it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki b'chol beisi Neman, who Chassidus explains, what does Eved Neman mean? Eved Neman means like this. He's so one with the master, if the master wants it, he wants it. There's no me that's subservient to the master. Why is that servant subservient to the master? Intellectually, he understands that the master has to be listened to. Eved Neman means there is no will but the master's. He wants it, that's what I want. That's the world of Atzilus. Those are those neshamas that serve Hashem only for one reason. Because this is what Hashem wants. That's the neshamas of Rebbes, neshamas of the patriarchs. Those are neshamas, like it's called Merkava. Merkava means a chariot. The horse goes where the rider leads it. That's the same thing. The tzaddik goes where Hashem leads it. There is no will of their own. They don't have to break their will. They don't have to do anything. They're exactly where Hashem wants them to be. Those neshamas are in the world of Atzilus. It's not an intellectual stimulation of why I need to serve Hashem. It is total bittul of doing what Hashem wants. They understand it also. But that's after the bittul. I do it because Hashem wants. Now let me understand why Hashem wants me to do it. Not seichel first, Okay, I understand that this is what's the right thing to do, so I'm going to do it. They work in reverse. Hashem wants it, I want it. Then I'll figure out why Hashem wants me to do it. That's a much higher level, and that's greater than B. Okay.